chores, don't worry about the kid whooped in the west. Y'all, they got Charles the White fucked up.
Like, I know y'all gonna be like, will he call the cops? Nah, he chatting to them niggas. Like, again, all y'all street niggas, I don't want to hear y'all be talking about always calling the cops. I've never seen, like, it's only when it comes to, like, Charleston White and 6ix9ine niggas is mad scared of the law. Oh, we don't want to go to jail. Which I do shit to go to jail all the time. Like, why these two niggas is the two niggas that when they confront y'all with they might call the cops on y'all, y'all like, oh, no, we're shook. Nah, Charleston's standing his ground. I'm keeping it 100. He's standing his ground. That nigga say, you and your crew, nigga. Nah, Charleston standing his ground. Yeah, bitch ass nigga, you and your crew. Nah. Hey, listen, I've seen niggas do crazier shit in broad daylight when there's known cameras around. You telling me that, oh, just because this nigga, nah. Charleston caught the dub. I don't care if he called the cops.
You ain't proven. You look like a bigger hole than everybody out here, nigga. You and your crew, nigga. Fuck that, he put a gun on me. He's with it. This nigga called the law. Oh, he a hoe.
And you just not knowing that?
He a hoe. This nigga really called the law. This nigga really called the law. And they came. He over there fucking with him.
That nigga said, I'm putting all y'all niggas' ass in jail.
He put the gun in the car, a silver gun. He gave it to one of them. He had me surrounded with his gang buddies.
One thing Charleston White gonna do is give probable cause to the cops to search your shit, man. If you fucking with a nigga like that, you shouldn't be out there threatening him, especially if you got a warrant or something. If you gonna do something, punch him in his mouth and run, nigga. Like, just leave immediately. You gonna wait for the cops and not expect to get searched or... Shit, if it's a probation violation or some shit, you're going to jail.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Police.
Thank you, Mr. Police.
He's talking about, thank you, Mr. Police. That's fucked up.
Okay, he put a gun on me. He was with him.
Oh, shit.
Better not say shit to me.
Oh, shit.
But now you niggas asking me in jail. Yeah.
Damn.
He got the gun, man.
He tripped.
Nah, that's crazy.
So.
Hey, at this point, man, I gotta say, anybody who's messing with Charleston White, it's not Charleston White's fault. It's your fault. You're clearly playing with a guy who will definitely put you in jail. But I also heard that real street niggas ain't scared of cops. So, like, you shouldn't be scared of no little assault charge. If you don't like him, or if he's been talking about you online, catch the little assault charge and go to jail. Go for the weekend, go for whenever, or shit, they might just let you on a summons. But I'm going to be honest with you. Y'all looking crazy when Charleston White is literally standing there and he's talking shit to y'all. Then he called the cops behind him, and he's talking even more shit. And then everybody's excuses, oh, yeah, he's the law. Nigga, he been told you he's the law. Yeah, he caught all them bitches. They did nothing. Yo, it's always interesting to me, right? It's like, put it like this. Yo, street niggas, like, here's the point. Here's the point. By the way, of course, the streets is real in the sense of, bro, there's violence really out here. But, bro, everybody online really be capping. You're not about to risk your, this is how much you know niggas don't even hate people. Charleston online talking usually generally to like just the streets in general. Bro, there's no martyr for the streets that's going to be like, oh, I'll take this assault charge for all for everybody in the streets. No. You get what I mean? So that's why nobody's doing nothing to him. It's the same thing with 6ix9ine. Everybody was just like, nah, the only reason why we don't do nothing to him is because he got 59 security. Bro, he got punched in the head or somebody saw him in a club. Did that nigga go to jail? No. That nigga never went to jail. It just disproves what everybody says. You know what everybody says? Yo, nah, he's just trying to trick us off the street. If you punch a federal agent, you know what type of time you getting. Well, what about the nigga who tried to punch him in the club? Did that nigga get life? That nigga never got no time. Niggas just make up excuses. But here's the real point. Niggas be acting like they're the defenders and the avengers of the streets when in reality, you won't do nothing to nobody who didn't do nothing to you. And a bunch of words online, yes, you might not fuck with someone. Yes, you might not like them. But you really don't want to get locked up and really getting some real issues over it. You get what I mean? Like, just think about it. Now, granted, if Charleston White did something to those guys, I'm pretty sure they would do something to him. But you know what it is? The same way how Charleston White's yapping online, when they see him in person, they're just going to yap to him too. But then they're going to come to the internet and be like, yo, you know why we hit him? He's the law. You know what I mean? Like, bruh, stop it. Somebody said, I'm definitely calling the police. If I can, of course. Pay taxes, nigga, the fuck? Nigga, didn't I tell y'all about the story when I ran into Casanova in the club, nigga? He said, yo, act. Yo, come talk to me over there. I was like, no, let's go outside and talk. Number one, that made me sound tough. Number two, we were in New York City, nigga. When I walked into that club, I seen 15 cop cars outside, nigga. You know where we would have talked? Nigga, we would have talked right in between 50 officers. Officers, come over here. Come over here. Come on. Ain't this the two times, nigga, y'all looking for anyway? He said he had a problem with me. I just want y'all to be my witness as we have a conversation. Casanova, what's going on now? I've been leaning in like this on my camera phone. What's up? Officers, y'all can hear? Nah, scoot in, nigga. He talking to all of us now. Nigga, he talking to all of us. What's up? Okay. You just want to pop some bottles? All right, let's go pop some bottles then. Yo, Cass was like, yo. He's like, nah, homie. Let me talk to you over there. He pointing away from the exit. I'm looking towards the exit like, now let's talk outside. Oh, man. That's why you got to be a law-abiding citizen to do that, though. Because I've seen cops, when they see two street niggas, like, for example, I'm going to give you an example, right? 6ix9ine's niggas. So 6ix9ine, when he was trying to go to Summer Jam, he brought 100 people with him. Remember the year they ain't let him in? They found one of the niggas 6ix9ine Low Key Schmooler. Let me see if the video.